Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name is David Gibson. And the intention, we set it in intention every week. This show is about the sound of intention, so the intention for this show is to have 100% pure and consistent focus with your intentions. That's our intention. So we always tune into that frequency of that intention. 100% pure focus of intention. But before we get started, I'd like to tell you about what's going on at the school here. A few developments. Well, first of all, we do have our another semester of the online sound healing classes starting on October 13th. And those are Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., and Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can also watch the classes online on video or download the videos if you'd rather, or you could do a combination of watching the classes and being present for the live with the live instructors for the classes. You know, it's kind of unique that we do have live instructors for every class, because most online programs, they don't really have live instructors. They give you assignments and you come back and then you tell them what you did. But this is, it's like a real program with live instructors the whole time. But if you can't make it, you can watch the videos. And then we've got the next semester of classes here at the Institute starting in January, although we have the current semester going on right now, and you're welcome to take the classes that are starting up right now. We have classes that start every week or two. You can take individual classes, even if you don't want to do the whole certificate program. You can do it, the individual classes. And that schedule is at soundhealingcenter.com/schedule.html. And we're also now considering, we have some people in the current program that are interested in doing the degree online. So we're looking at offering the degree online as well. So that might be a possibility. Otherwise, we have people that are taking the certificate program online and then moving here to do the rest of the degree live. And then you could also do the program online and then just, you know, fly into San Francisco for a week or a weekend and take whatever classes you want here live, just so you can get the live experience as well. So there's a lot of flexibility as far as doing classes in any combination you like. We also have the Sound Healing Music Production class, which teaches sound healing music production on Pro Tools, and that starts the week of October 13th. The day it's going to be depends on the student, so if you have only a certain time, you can give us a call and we can see if we can adjust it based on the other student's schedule. That's why it's the week of October 13th. And so that's happening. We also actually have an advanced online sound healing music production course. It's starting on Monday from 3 to 6 p.m. So if you've already got some experience with Pro Tools and you'd like to do an advanced course, that's happening starting this Monday, 3 to 6 p.m. And we have the full sound healing music production certificate program with producing classes on producing at the Institute starting in January again. And I think, oh, the other thing is we have open house on Sunday, October 25th here at the Institute from 1 to 5 p.m. where we'll be doing meditations, a little bit of lecture and information about the classes, and we'll be putting people on the sound table and vibrating them. So hope you can make it. So that's what's happening at the Institute. You can always contact us at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can dial 800-9000-MIX. That's 800-9000-MIX, or the other number, local number, 415-777-2-HUM. That's 2-H-U-M. I just like saying that. That's 415-777-2486. And 486 is the height of the Great Pyramid. Okay. So anyway, you can also, our website is soundhealingcenter.com. So today's discussion is about intention. And our intention that we started with is to have 100% pure focus. It's interesting. First of all, you know, it's now proven scientifically that intention works. There have been many studies, clinical studies now, to show that intention really does work, not to mention the work of Dr. Emoto, which I don't think is that scientific as far as I know. But Dr. Emoto has done a ton of work that has shown that your intention, if you apply your attention specifically to water, it changes the water. And he also did some work with other things as well. Not only your intention, but if you apply certain types of music to the water, it affects the water. And so the interesting aspect about intention, well, first of all, the question is, how does it work? We have a class here on quantum physics taught by Stuart Grace Green. And Stuart actually goes into how intention works at the quantum level. Basically, at the quantum level, there is a certain level where matter doesn't seem to work in the normal way that we think. And in fact, it's been shown that if you expect something to happen, or if you even observe something, the observation changes it. There's this thing called the double slit experiment. You can find it on YouTube if you do a search for the double slit experiment. That shows how matter at a really fine level doesn't really follow the way we would think it would follow. And in fact, it's based on our expectations and our thoughts. It actually changes the way things happen at the quantum level. And this is well-known science now. This has been proven. And, of course, what the bleep goes into it, kind of not very scientifically. But it's talking about the same thing, how your intention does affect many things. And also the other interesting aspect is not only does your intention change things at the quantum level, at the quantum level, we are entangled. We are all connected. And it's been shown how we're connected at the quantum level. So not only when you set an intention are you affecting your own self, but you are affecting everybody around you. And so this is really proven science now. But what's interesting that I haven't seen anything about is how intention works at different levels. So I've been thinking about this, and I'd like to explore it here and talk about my thoughts and do some work with intention around this. What I'm talking about is there are intentions that are, first of all, very general, such as love. Well, some people might not say this is that general, but you could say sending love. So you're setting your intention to send love to the planet, or you're setting your intention to send love to all individuals on the planet. And so then perhaps a good example is with a certain toning, which we'll do in just a second, we're sending love to the planet. Let's do the planet first. Okay. Let's dive into this, and then we'll explore the difference between this intention and a more detailed intention. So one important aspect I wanted to share today before we continue, so we're kind of taking a little bit of a detour here, is the aspect of having 100% focus within your attention, intention. And so let's practice this. I've done this before, but I think this is really important because I believe, and I don't know if there's any science out there about this, but I really believe that when your intention is held consistently without distraction, it's much more powerful. And the reason I believe this is because intention is really just a frequency. Now, it could be a very pure frequency, like, you could say a very pure frequency like divine love, unconditional love. Like one pure note. Or the intention could be a complex sound or complex thought that encompasses many aspects. It's like even if you have your intention of health for someone, well, if someone has multiple things going on, in one way, you're sending an intention that has multiple parts to it. Let me think of another complex intention. Say, even your intention is for your child. Say you have a child, and your intention is for your child to grow up into the most beautiful, self-realized being there is. Well, that's a very complex intention, but it's like a complex sound. Or say you want your business to do well. Well, you could say, I'm setting my intention for the business to do well. Or you could say, I'm setting my intention for the business to bring in a lot of customers based on the fact that I'm doing work that has a very high purpose. That in every aspect, and that every relationship I have within the people that are involved in the business is supporting that intention, and every product I put out is supporting that intention. So you make an intention that has multiple components, and you get detailed into it. It's almost like a visualization. That's like a multi-timbral sound. It's like a sound or a complex harmonic sound, a sound that has many harmonics in it. That's an intention that's got a lot going on in it, as opposed to, I'm just sending love to the business. Well, the other one where I'm going into the details of the business, then it's a much more complex, it's more like, it's a complex sound, which is hard to make with the voice. Another good, really good example is when you have an intention for really good health. Well, you can have a very general intention that I intend to have good health. And, you know, just saying that, I get chills. I get goosebumps because it's like connecting to spirit and setting that intention strongly seems to work. That's my guess here. But what if you say, I intend for my heart to work perfectly along with all of my other organs. And each organ, my liver, is now going to produce the right amount of enzymes or whatever it does. And that each organ is going to produce exactly the right amount of chemicals or electromagnetism or whatever it's meant to do. And you get into the very specifics of that organ. And so now you're getting into the details of the intention. And it's interesting. I think when you do that, I think there's a whole nother level of power that comes in. The reason I think of that is because I'm working on a whole virtual reality system where you can put sounds and visuals inside the body. And in one respect, in this system, we're going to be creating a whole realm, whole visual of light energy bodies around the body in virtual reality. So you'll be able to put on a virtual reality helmet and look down and see this bodies of, you know, like auras of light and etheric bodies of light surrounding your body. Okay. That's pretty general, and I think it will light you up. But if those etheric bodies of light correspond to your own etheric bodies of light, then I think they're going to light them up more precisely. It's kind of the law of resonance. The more detailed you get to a resonant frequency of something, the more you map to it, the more powerful it is. Just like the closer you get to an actual frequency of a radio station, the better in tune you get with getting that radio station. It's kind of an example. So I think if you set your intention for very specific things to work really well, then you can even get a whole nother level of power. Now, that's not to say that general aspects, because sometimes if you get too specific without the right knowledge, then it's like you may not know all the details. So in one respect, spirit is really much smarter than us. So sometimes sending love just to the system and letting spirit do its work at whatever is for the highest good can be the best. But if you know specifically what's going on and you can focus your intention on a specific thing, then I think you can really affect it in a really positive manner. I think when you get to this specific level, it then becomes more important. This is my feeling, and we're just pondering all of this. It becomes more important that your intention and your visualization with your intention is closer to reality, that is similar to the reality. You know, if you're intending for something to work well in the body and you're visualizing it in a way that didn't really make sense to the body, you know, I don't think it would hurt you, but I think it's not going to do very as much as if you know more specifics about how that part of the body works. It doesn't have to be extremely specific. A good example of really detailed affirmations and intentions are in the program or the meditation that's online for free at quantumk, that's Q-U-A-N-T-U-M-K quantumcq.co.uk. That's quantum C, Q-U-A-N-T-U-M-K, the letter K, .co.uk. There's a 23-minute experience on meditation on very specific aspects of the body and emotions and even spirit. Really interesting. It's very specific with intention. Okay. So, again, I see these in intention as a frequency. And when that frequency is held consistently, it's more powerful. That's our basic concept here. Now, the reason I say this is because it's the law of resonance. In physics, if you have a strong frequency, it will overtake a weaker frequency within a short, an amount of time, based on how strong that frequency is, basically how loud it is, and more importantly, how long it's lasting. Because you can have a really subtle frequency, and if it's there for years, it will affect you dramatically. There's two really important examples. One is the electricity in our walls. There's been a study that shows that well, they asked people in the United States what frequency is the most natural frequency, and 80% of the people said, oh, when they were given frequencies, they said 60 hertz. Well, that's the frequency of electricity in our walls. They did the same study in Europe, and like 80% of the people there said, oh, 50 hertz is the most natural frequency. That's the electricity in the walls in Europe. So it's not this huge magnetic field. It's present, but it's not like huge, but it's there all the time. The same with the Schumann resonance. 7.83 cycles per second is subtly there in the atmosphere all the time. And it's like, and it's a frequency that's resonating between the ionosphere and the Earth, and it's triggered by lightning, and it's entraining our brains, and it's really effective so much that they actually now give it to the astronauts when they're in space, otherwise they get sick. So it's not really loud at all or strong at all, but it's there since the beginning of time on Earth. So everything on the planet, every brain on the planet is entrained into that frequency. So based on that, I believe that when you hold a frequency consistently for a long period of time, even 5 minutes, it is much more powerful than just a few seconds at a time. The other concept is when you get a room full of people holding an intention, it's really powerful. This has been a lot of people that believe in prayer. It's basically the same idea. In fact, intention is, I don't think, is much different than prayer. I don't know if it's so much God as it is just resonance. When you're resonating a certain frequency, it's sending that frequency out into the universe through the quantum level and connecting and just creating a stronger resonant field. So if you're sending love, not only are you creating a resonant field, but you're just adding to the resonant field that's already out there. So, so we've got more detailed intentions, and we've got more general intentions. Let's get into a few of our, well, let's actually do something here. Okay, let's do the original intention we were talking about of sending love to the earth. Most lot of the people around here, a lot of people I know, do believe the Earth is a live being. It is a live being. It has live stuff all over it, just like we have live stuff all over us. It's a funny way to put it. It's alive. It is a live being. So therefore, we can send love to it. So this is going to be a test. We're going to see how long, how consistently you can hold your intention. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to tone and see how consistently I can hold my intention. And if you can tone along with me, do that, and we'll hold the intention of sending love to the planet. Let's do it now. If you can't do it out loud, do it in your head. Make the sound in your head. Okay. Here we go. Love for the planet. So ask yourself, what percentage of time were you able to hold that intention during that toning? I was probably about 80% when my voice was breaking up a little bit, kind of threw me off. But I was pretty much, I got into the zone pretty deeply right at the end. I would say about 70-80% of the time I was there. So the trick is to use the sound along with your intention to basically to make the sound you're making be the sound of the intention. That helps you hold focus with your intention. You can, of course, do intention without sound at all. But the cool thing is when you do sound, it's almost like the sound is helping you hold the focus. Especially if you have something that you don't even have to work at, like a crystal bowl. You just play the crystal bowl and you don't have to keep your voice going. It's even easier. Or you just play one note on some instrument or just keep playing an instrument where you don't have to really think about it. It's much easier when you don't have to think about it. Although it's even more incredible when you play very complex stuff and you're still holding that intention. And again, as mentioned before, if you actually do recording while holding this intention, then it becomes really powerful because it gets transmitted through the playback of the recording. And that's what we've done with all of my music here. I'm really careful about not only holding intention while doing it, but holding intention while mixing the recording. holding intention while creating the cover. You know, holding the energy of it the whole time so it becomes a whole hologram of consistent energy. It's tricky to do all the time. But as a recording engineer, when I even bring other people in, I'm just kind of out of the side of my eye watching the meter so we don't go into the red or, you know, I'm doing the recording engineering thing, but I'm mostly focused on the intention of whatever somebody is doing. Intention. I always ask people, what is your intention? Because that frequency of intention can make the quality of the performance light years better. It's like a guiding light. Okay, so let's now play some music and let me think of another intention. Okay. Well, let's do this. I want you to find an intention for yourself, and it could be anything you need going on for you physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. And your intention will be to release or harmonize whatever you have going on that you want to work on. So this is a little more specific than just an overall general. You can also send love to that issue. But it's for whatever you need at this moment. And we're going to use this music, which is about connecting to spirit, which is called Awakening. This is a shorter version, the edit of Awakening. So as we play this, set your intention, and this is about 10 minutes, so you're going to have to hold your intention consistently for that long. This is a big test, because tune into the music and let the music help you hold that focus of your intention. So find the intention, and the intention is for the issue, if you have something physically going on, to be released, let go, to be harmonized, to be healed, to be whatever you would like to say, for it to be transformed. If it's an emotional issue, to have it be let go. And if it's a mental issue, to help you not get stuck in that place anymore. If it's a spiritual issue, to allow spirit to open up that direct connection, to burn away any blockages. 100% focus on your intention. I was probably only about 50% because part of it is a little distracted, but also I was thinking about what I'm going to talk about next. So the trick is to get to the point where you can hold it 100% of the time. And it's like when you do that, it's like you're in a trance. It's like you become the frequency of the intention. Again, if you have a sound with it, the sound, if the sound is bright and in alignment with the intention, you can totally use the sound to hold your focus for the intention, if the sound is about the intention, or really closely related and really helping you. So the most important intention of all for the show today is what we started with, and that is setting the intention to be able to hold your intention with 100% pure focus. So what I'd like to do is play another song, which is called 100% Focus. And in fact, this is a song that we did in the class and is about holding intention 100% of the time with 100% focus. So if you want to start that song, the song Focused On, and then we'll talk about holding the intention, to hold intention 100% of the time, to imagine and visualize what it would be like, and then to totally do it, to hold your intention so pure and consistent that nothing can cause you to waver or wobble. There is no wobble in your intention. So that was the intention with this song when we did it during class. Focus. 100% focus. Join me now as well. Join me in your head or join me out loud. Holding that intention. And if you're there, Don, go ahead and play the song Focus. Thank you. everybody in this song was holding attention, focus. So go ahead and tone along with this. Through months to come, years to come.